Right now, we are live. Is Cindy here too?
Cindy's here.
This is Dwayne. Dwayne's live right now. Speak in the microphone over here.
Testing.
Yeah, you're live. Yeah. This is no test.
Yes. Engineer?
Yes. This is John, the owner of the studio, by the way.
Well, what's up, John?
Yes. The owner of Rich Productions, of course. Well, we're going to start with the first thing over here before we get to it. We're going to start the Sam Lutz, of course, from Good News Weekly. We advertise in his, and I advertise him for free. You know, we do kind of like a joint thing. So here's a Sam Lutz Good News Weekly segment. Then I'm going to do a surprise interview of this rabbi from Etz Chaim in East Cobb. There's going to be an ABC movie of his father. And I'll tell you more about that after the Sam Lutz interview. So I'm going to go right downstairs, actually, to get something. But here's the Sam Lutz thing. Sam Lutz Good News Weekly segment here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 67.
That was a quick five.
Yes, hello, you're on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. And how you doing, Sam?
I'm doing great tonight. How are you, Derek?
Great. And how's the Good News Weekly doing?
Oh, man, people are just eating it up. They love it.
They are, I'm telling you. I mean, I go to, Chick-fil-A, or I go to, one of the businesses in Kennesaw or Ackworth or Macon, and there is your Good News magazine, Good News Weekly magazine, of course.
Well, I like it when people stop me on the street and with a big smile and say, can I have one, you know, that kind of thing.
Exactly. And you know what? It brightens it up. You know, it brightens the day up. You know, just looking through the newspaper. And, you know.
Oh, it's short. It's positive. It's just uplifting. Here in the Ackworth, Kennesaw area, we're in 120 locations each week. And the other neat thing is for the advertisers, there's no waste, because the few leftovers that I pick up when the new ones go out, we always relocate. We don't put a date on it intentionally to keep them out there for them.
Exactly. But,
are you ready for a good joke or two?
Yes, I am, my friend Sam.
Okay, well, I got a pretty good one here. These are a couple of short ones. It's called A Deal's a Deal.
Okay.
Okay, a small boy was looking at the red, ripe tomatoes growing in the farmer's garden. I'll give you my 2 pennies for that tomato, said the boy, pointing to a beautiful, large, ripe fruit hanging on the vine. Nope, said the farmer. I get a dime for a tomato like that one. The small boy pointed to the smaller green one. Will you take 2 pennies for that one? Yes, replied the farmer. I'll give you that one for 2 cents. Okay, said the lad, sealing the deal by putting the coins in the farmer's hand. I'll pick it up in about a week.
Wow. And that's a joke we can find in Good News Weekly, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, here's another one. This one is called Black Death.
Okay, Black Death?
Black Death, yeah.
Okay.
And I think it came out on Halloween, but it has a different flavor to it.
Sure.
Anyway, an elderly parish priest was tending his garden near a convent when a passerby stopped to inquire after the priest's much-loved roses. Not bad, said the priest, but they suffer from a disease peculiar to this area, known as the Black Death. What on earth is that? Asked the passerby, anxious to increase his garden knowledge. Nuns with scissors.
Wow. That's the joke you can find in Good News Weekly. And people, where can people call you for more information?
Well, my cell number is 770-715-8606. We're in our 6th year in the metro area. We're actually in our 8th year down there in Macon, Warner Robins. Also, we've got one in Tifton and in Americus.
So you go down all the way to Tifton sometimes, too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I get around like you do.
Tifton, Georgia, is near Valdosta, huh?
Yeah, it's about 40 or 50 miles north of Valdosta, right on I-75. It's a big agricultural area. But it's called the Friendly City.
Wow. So how often do you go down to Tifton?
Well, not too often. Our paper's strong enough. I've got a really great guy delivering for me down there, so I just go down there occasionally. But I've got probably half the ads on been on there for 4 or 5 years. People just...
Because, you know, near Tifton, I have a sponsor out there from the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station. I have Exit 18 Liquors out in Valdosta. So they're probably listening to right now and saying, hello to Sam Lutz.
Well, we hadn't gotten down to Valdosta yet. It's, I'm stretched out about as far as I can go taking care of my 6 markets. But it's fun. People ask what I do. I just go around and spread good news. It's short and sweet. And anyway, it's working for the advertisers, too.
And let me ask a question. People who's listening to in Savannah right now, what can people, like, say, you know, or what can you tell to people in Savannah if they want the Good News Weekly, too, in Savannah?
Well, we're working on getting it online. We should be there, but we just haven't got that yet. And when we do, that way people can go online and read it. Right now they have to go to one of the places that we physically deliver to.
Actually, when they do, people in Rhode Island or Florida could be going online, too, because...
Yep. Yeah, and we haven't franchised this thing yet. It sure has the potential, but anyway, we're just kind of taking one step at a time. But sure. Anyway, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Sam Lutz, for the Good News Weekly for this month here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show on DerekShapiroShow.com and on the DSS TV station.com for your Good News Weekly segment for this month. Thank you much, Sam.
Okay, have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're back here. Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. That was a Sam Lutz segment, Good News Weekly. And now I want to go to this segment next, of course, because this segment, of course, John, you watch ABC Network?
Yes.
Yes. This is all about ABC tonight, but you know who we have also have on the show tonight?
Exactly.
We have Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, Casey Cagle. We have Bert from The Bert Show. I interviewed him on the red carpet. We have Monica Pearson from WSB Channel 2. We also have Mayor Kasim Reed from Atlanta. And the next month, we have the Best Of Show, of course. And I'm going to feature Fransky from V103 on there and Brenda Wood from 11 Alive. So, we also have Cindy from a new show on my other network, Gossip Radio TV, coming up today from Hush Gossip Show with Cindy. And she's going to be coming up too today in the program. Oh, we have Cindy here for a second. Cindy, I want, come here. We're live on the show, of course. And actually, you know what? I'm going to debut after this segment, okay? Okay, just get ready because you look great, okay? If you can't see Cindy now, but she's right over there, and she looks beautiful. All right. And now this rabbi, okay? You never heard of Martin Landau? John?
Martin Landau.
He's an old actor, okay? You heard of Lawrence Fishburne, who's been in Fled. He was actually, remember Pee-wee's Playhouse?
Yeah.
He played Cowboy Curtis. Well, anyway, this is a true story. The rabbi in Etz Chaim in East Cobb, he actually, there's going to be a movie. It's called, oh, I have it over here. It's called Mitch Albom's Have a Little Faith, okay? And I guess the rabbi who's from New Jersey, he's from New Jersey, and the father's from New Jersey. So what the thing is, Mitch, he asked Mitch Albom, his father, to do the eulogy at his own funeral. So it's about faith and about, you know, it's a good holiday story. It's going to air on ABC November 27th. And, of course, this is actually Friday night in the Jewish religion. And I'm not even supposed to be working right now. So... Rabbi Lewis, I recorded at 2 o'clock today, so I want to everybody who's watching and listening, this is a Friday night doing this live show, so it's not happening live. He wanted me to make sure of that. So here's the interview right now with Rabbi Lewis, and his father's going to be played by Martin Landau, ABC. I did this today at 2 o'clock.
All right, we're here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show on DerekShapiroShow.com with Rabbi Lewis. Welcome.
It's good to be here.
Yes, and this is the first time me interviewing a rabbi, actually.
Then you should finish your FEM, a special prayer for the first time one does something.
Really? I don't know that prayer very good, but if you could do it for us.
Okay, well, I'll say Baruch Atadonai Elohim Melech Olam, Shefianu, Vekimanu, Vigianu, Lazman, Hazeh.
Amen.
Hopefully your viewers will say Amen to that.
Amen. Yes, and of course, you know, this is being aired on Friday night. You're not doing this on Shabbat. You're doing this on a 2 o'clock on a Friday afternoon, of course. I just want to mention to everybody.
I appreciate that.
Yes. And in addition to that, you know, the reason why I'm having you on there, because your father's being portrayed in a movie.
Yes.
And it's going to be airing on ABC.
Correct.
Tell me about this.
The movie is about a book written by Mitch Albom called Have a Little Faith. And the book was written a number of years ago and launched about a year and a half ago. And they made a movie out of it. And it's going to be broadcast on ABC, 9 o'clock in the evening, on November the 27th, which is the Sunday that follows Thanksgiving. And this past Wednesday and Thursday, we were in Detroit, where it was filmed, for the premiere.
Wow. So, what do you think about Martin Landau playing your father?
It was very eerie. We had seen some trailers beforehand, but when we saw the movie, he is a dead ringer for my father. He has his intonations, his gestures, his hairstyle, and it was an uncanny resemblance. And he was a mensch. We spoke with him, spent a lot of time with him and the other cast members at the premiere, and Martin was a gentleman, and I understand really enjoyed playing the role of my father in the movie. Now, if he not an actor, he might even have been a rabbi. Who knows?
Does anyone play you in the film?
Yes, there is a gentleman who plays me as well. I believe his name was, I think it's Michael Valkyrie, I'm not sure. It's a non-speaking part, which for me was very difficult, of course, because I enjoy speaking.
Yes, you
but,
do.
My sisters were portrayed in the movie as well, and we are seen at the funeral, at the cemetery, and also at his bedside when he is ailing at the end of his life.
Wow. So, this is a true story of a guy. Your father asked this guy to do the eulogy at his funeral.
Yes. Mitch was a member, and his family were active members in my father's congregation for many years. And I was a, and I knew Mitch as well growing up. I'm just a few years older than he is. And my father respected his talent and respected, I believe, his soul as well, and asked him if he would be one of those who would deliver a eulogy at his funeral. And Mitch said he knew my father from a distance on the pulpit, on the Bema, but to do a eulogy, he wanted to meet him and know him as a person. And so they began to meet, expecting this to just be a short period of time, and close to 8-9 years later, when my father passed away, it was when Mitch delivered one of the eulogies and decided to write the book.
So Mitch Albom also wrote Tuesdays with Maury, right?
I'm sorry?
Mitch Albom also wrote Tuesdays with Maury, right?
Yes, he did. He wrote Tuesdays with Maury and a number of other books as well. He has a very gentle pen and is a very, very fine writer, and also a very charitable, philanthropic person. Much of what he has earned through his books and his movies and plays, he has poured back into varieties of charities.
Was Tuesdays with Maury a true story, or is this the first true story that he wrote?
Was it a true story? You're breaking up a bit.
Yeah, now this is a true story, of course, but was Tuesdays with Maury a true story, too, or is this the first true story?
Yes. The two books that he's written that are true stories was the Tuesdays with Maury, the one that he wrote about my father, and also the book is about my father, but as well about a minister, a pastor in Detroit, Henry Covington, who led a life of crime and then had a spiritual experience, an epiphany, and then embraced the ministry and became a really righteous individual and turned around the church in the worst section of Detroit.
Wow. So when you watch this movie on Thanksgiving weekend on November 27th on ABC, what is going to go through your mind?
What is going to go through my mind is that the messages and the example of my father's life and also the righteous life of Henry Covington will not be restricted simply to their congregations and to their immediate community, but it will go beyond. With the book, of course, the messages of both of these men of God went beyond simply their congregations and memberships, but now with the movie, who they are will be broadcast to millions and millions of people, and the hope is that it will be an inspiring message, and that it will contribute to the improvement in the world in some small
much, Rabbi Lewis, and the Derek Shapiro Show. And of course, Lawrence Fishburne's in the movie. You got a chance to meet Lawrence Fishburne too, huh?
Absolutely. When I was asked to give a little talk at the program, at the premiere and so on, I indicated how amazing it was for me to be in the presence of my mother, to be in the presence of a woman who portrays my mother, to be there and to see my father coming back to life and finding out that Barbara Bain, who was Martin Landau's wife, was my mother. I found that out, of course, in a humorous way. And here I was in a church right in front of Morpheus, who, of course, that was Lawrence Fishburne, who played Morpheus in the Matrix trilogy.
Sure.
So it was a surreal experience, but I must tell you, the actors enjoyed the movie and were just as decent and as kind and as embracing as they possibly could be.
Wow.
There was not a whiff of arrogance the entire time we were there.
Well, that is cool. That is really cool, and it's going to be on ABC the 27th, and it's been a pleasure to interview you, Rabbi Lewis, of course. And of course, I just want to tell all the viewers, next week on Thanksgiving night, I'm going to show another interview of you on the Jewish Network, of course, at 9 o'clock.
I look forward to that as well.
Thank you.
Be well, and have a good evening.
Yes, you too. You have a happy Thanksgiving.
And a good job. Bye-bye.
All right, and that was Rabbi Lewis, of course, and I'm going to play this segment on the Derek Shapiro Show, the night of Thanksgiving, 8 p.m. this show, and on the Jewish Internet Radio TV.YolaSite.com is my other network, and that's going to be, I'm going to go live at the Temple. I'm going to tape it this Monday, and I'm going to debut it on Thanksgiving night, and then, of course, the 27th ABC. And before we play a song, Cindy, come here, Cindy. Welcome to Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show. I also own another network, which is the Gossip. See over here, the Gossip Radio TV.YolaSite.com. And Cindy over here, come to the microphone over here. You are beautiful, you know?
Oh, you thank
are beautiful,
you.
Thank
yes. You, Derek. Thank you.
Yes, and you can do Hush. It's called Hush.
Hush Up.
Hush
yes.
Up, yes, about gossip. And I'm going to record it after the show, but it's going to debut Sunday on the Gossip Network, which I'll talk to you more about that. But first, we're going to play two songs. I was going to get the Jay Rhythm interview, but he was on the Derek Shapiro Music Appreciation Show, and you could go on to the Derek Video Archives to see his interview. But here's his new song, Sacrifice My Love, followed by the number 5 song for the month of October, which is Sister Hazel, Far Away. So first of all, here is the one and only Jay Rhythm with Sacrifice My Love, new song from Jay Rhythm. Then we'll go into Sister Hazel, Far Away. Here on Lose Out the Derek Shapiro Show, DerekShapiroShow.com. Tell me what's playing, John.
Yeah, I flirt a lot, success my best friend. Meet up with my girl in the state, the house is San Fran. R.I. should know better, it's for the warm weather. No cold nights, but like why does she think that I still sweat her? Dressed in cardigans, V-necks, and them good sweaters. She wants a piece of this life, call it paper shredder. Cover girl Rihanna under umbrella. She's something like the lost art of writing love letters. But I'm into Jack Threads, hashtag jet setter. So please put this on record, you used to love me better. Better when we used to get heckled because outsiders didn't understand, so they try and start fires with jet fumes. So saga continues, and God is with you even when I can't be and I go invisible. But we are invincible, Michael Jackson. Skinny jeans on, swag is so past them. Yeah, I'm into fashion and the lights, so I'm asking, are you down for the night? We're so lost in the world, but I'm down to fight. Are we a little off, cause I'm about to take that flight? Only God knows if it's over. You say I've changed like clothes, Jehovah, and I've witnessed your growth. Let me spit this more wicked, maybe the spell is the result of witches and Wiccan. Demons on some foul bitches, scheming, screaming, because a nigga found love. My girl's too sexy, niggas, pick up your mugs. So I've sacrificed my love, eliminated my thug. It's all about positive energy, I'm in love. Bad chick on one arm, big, got a few chicks, got a picture of. Lord forgive me, but I'm sounding signing off, like when the credits roll or when the show is over. I just want you to be happy, girl, that is all. I want you to be happy for me like the old times. Seems like the deeper I get with these rhymes, our time gets shorter, future gets brighter in my Ray-Bans, and the arguments are causing a massive cave-in. You explore all the negative, foolish hun, like you're forgetting that I'm doing this for the music one. That means I'm doing this for me. You've asked if I'm ready to break up with my lady. Crazy to think this relationship is synonymous with Titanic. I'll do a couple backflips and a kickflip one-handed. Okay, I'm being dumb, but I hope that you get where I'm coming from and where I'm going. Yeah, the show must go on. And let me take a minute to address a recent situation involving some close friends, man. What's the basis when you can't go out at night and have a good time because another chick is on her mind? And you can't be friends with your brother or his girl. Conflict of interest, feeling like I owe y'all something with interest. It's a harsh world. I gave my heart to the last beat, drum harder, Travis Barker. I just wanna make music that'll move y'all's feet. But the closer girl's words are something like defeat. And I ain't even left yet, save it for when I'm gone, please. What up, Tech? Enjoying that Cali weather. I bet I'm from the east, but we'll be west coast watching that sunset. So watch me rap, only the select. Yeah, I'm feeling like the producer is one of the best. One of the best, one of the best. I'm feeling like the producer is one of the best. I've sacrificed my love, eliminated my thug. It's all about positive energy, I'm in love. Bad chick on one arm, big, that a few chicks got a picture of. Lord, forgive me, but I'm going off, like when the credits roll or when the show is old. I just want you to be happy, girl, that is all. I just want you to be happy for me like old times. Seems like the deeper I get, we are past our time. Yeah. Shout out Amari, I love you, girl. Yeah.
Didn't know, but I knew I'd be sure, 'cause you and I never felt so strong. You don't have to worry, always on my mind. When my heart is hurting, there's a letter.
We are live, of course, back here. Is the microphone on, John? Oh. Is on? Okay. We're live on the Lewis Howe, the Derek Shapiro Show. And, of course, it is episode 67, of course. You just heard Sister Hazel, Far Away, the fifth song for the month of October for the countdown, of course. And, of course, you just heard J-Rhythm before that, Sacrifice My Love. And we're going to do a 10-minute segment after this. So we'll take a break after for 10 minutes. But, you know, not break for the Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. But, you know, we have Cindy over here. And, of course, Cindy is great. You know, a lot of things Sunday debuting, okay? I just want to tell you what's happening Sunday. Sunday at 1 o'clock on the Derek Shapiro Show, on the Gossip Internet Radio, on the Jewish Internet Radio and the DSS TV station. See, I own the DSSTVstation.com. Okay. I own the DerekShapiroShow.com, of course, but you're already on that. I'm not going to show a flyer for that. And if you could tell what's happening this Sunday here, where and when, it's a portrait thing for Dandy Dogs with Happy Paws in Vining's area. And where is it
going
to be?
It's going to be at Dandy Dogs with Happy Paws at 3988 Atlanta Road Southeast in Smyrna.
That's Sunday, November 20th. It's going to be broadcasted from 1 to 3. And following that, on the Derek Shapiro Show, Jewish Internet Radio, and the DSS TV station, Sing Like a Star is having a showcase in Duluth from 4 to 6. It's going to be on the three of my networks. And then on the... Then on the Gossip Channel, 8 o'clock, this one, what are you debuting, Cindy?
I am going to be my new celebrity gossip show, Sunday, 8 p.m. every evening.
Well,
every Sunday evening at 8 p.m.
Yes, 8 p.m. Week in review, of course. And maybe you can tell some gossip about me, right?
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about some stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right. Can't wait. That's this Sunday. Now we're going to play. I usually don't play other radio shows on my show, but the Friday before Halloween, I had the privilege to call up with Vinny Bucci. You know, Vinny Bucci performed at the Talking with Derek last Sunday, and you can see in the archives on DSSTVstation.com. But Vinny Bucci's on the Regular Guys show, and I called up, and this is what happened when I called up to play Celebrity Squares. And John, if you could play Celebrity Squares, the regular guys segment. Then we'll come back to play another song.
Is a man in the TV radio game. This is interesting. From Smyrna. It's Derek Petiton.
Yes, hello.
You repair them or you perform on them? What do you do?
Oh, no. I have an internet radio show and an internet TV show.
Oh, this is, I believe, are you Derek Shapiro?
I am Derek Shapiro.
This is Vinny Bucci's
friend. I'm dressed up as Larry King today.
You're dressed up as Larry King. Vinny Bucci, is this your friend, Derek Shapiro? He's always... I banned him from our Facebook page because he's always touting his show, and it's like, that's not what this is for. What is it? Do you know this guy, Vinny Bucci?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, what's he like? He seems annoying.
But he's a pretty cool guy.
I want him to lose. This is the first time I wanted Eric to win.
Hey! We've only been together since the late 80s. I gotta not feel the pressure.
He's a good guy?
Yeah, he's a really good guy.
Derek Shapiro. What does he do on his show, this Derek Shapiro?
He brings in a lot of mostly musicians. I'm like the only comic he's brought on his show.
Yeah.
And he does like an internet radio podcast.
Oh, okay.
He interviews his guests, mm-hmm. and then he lets them perform in front of a crowd. He usually does a lot of benefit shows.
All right, Derek Shapiro, where can people find your program?
Oh, DerekShapiroShow.com and DSSTVStation.com.
Okay. All right, now let's play our game. It's time for the regular guys' squares, and here's how it works, Derek Shapiro. You're the listener, so you get the circle. Eric is the X, and you will pick a star first, sir.
I want to pick, because I'm Jewish myself, I want to pick Jewish Paul McCartney, so I feel like I did a mitzvah today, so I don't have to go to temple tomorrow, you know?
All right, stop performing, calm down. Wow. Jewish Paul McCartney in square number 9.
Just over here writing more Jewish Beatles songs.
Oh, you have more songs?
Oh, I have lots of them.
Let me hear one.
Rabbi Watts. Would you still buy it? Would you still try it? If it's a dollar more. Woke up, fell out of bed, put a yarmulke upon my head.
Excellent.
Slept my way downstairs and had some locks. Where are my keys? Oh, I left them in a box. Oh,
he writes so quickly. That's just amazing.
Wow.
Machine.
Oh, Jewish Paul McCartney.
Can I do one more?
Yes, please.
Oh, I'll eat your matzah 8 days a week.
This just roll right up the tongue.
How did you write those songs that you just pluck away?
Oh, you know, plinkety, 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 and plunkety, plunkety, plunkety. I even write jingles for diamond stores.
Solomon Brothers?
Ivan is your guy for diamonds. You know, plinkety, plunkety. Bloopity bloop.
Alright, Jewish Paul McCartney. Here's your question, sir. According to noted Rabbi Jeffrey Goldwasser, is it okay for Jewish children to celebrate Halloween?
Well, Rabbi Wax, you know I'm a new Jew, but I'd like to think it'd be okay for a little tyke to go running around out there. Nothing like a bunch of tykes running around demanding handouts. I enjoy the little Draculas. Oh, those blood-sucking tykes. Yes, it's quite fine.
It's quite fine.
It's okay.
Those blood-sucking tykes.
Derek, in Smyrna, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You agree? Yes, American Halloween is secularized enough to be kosher, and gets square number 9. Eric Von Hessler, please pick a star.
Well, since I know how to play the game, I will go for Zombie Ronald Reagan in center square. Please.
That's a wise choice.
Always.
Yes.
Well, I loved you when you were alive.
Just say no to bad brains. Just say maybe to drugs, kids. That's what I tell the children when they come by trick-or-treating at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
You say, just say
just
no.
Say, don't listen to Nancy. I used to wink at the little tykes.
Were they blood-sucking tykes?
Some of them were.
There was something subliminal in McCartney's message there.
Yes. They were dressed as bankers. They were dressed as little lobbyists. Tip O'Neill's son, Tip Jr., little Tip,
Tippy.
He came by asking for alcohol. I said, just say maybe, because your old man did quite all right. Zombie Ronald Reagan, the question is, in It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown, what a great show, by
the
way.
Oh, man, I love it.
What does Charlie Brown get in his trick-or-treat bag instead of candy? It's the Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
Did you see
either
that?
Jelly beans, which I enjoy immensely still. I like jelly beans formed into the shape of brains. I call them Janie Brainies.
I used to eat jelly bellies, but I don't like stomachs anymore. I'll eat a stomach if somebody else has gotten to the brain first. And I don't mind an intestine or two.
Don't you look for somebody who eats a lot of jelly beans, and if you eat their brain, you're eating a brain filled with jelly beans?
Yes. I'll eat somebody's brain who's had a lot of jelly bellies. But not Janie Brainy's. So it's either Charlie Brown got jelly beans, or wait, no, a chocolate mold of Peppermint Patty's penis, I think, was dropped. Yes, I recall distinctly. By the way, just say no to queerism.
he's confused.
Yes. Oh, he gets, it wasn't Peppermint Patty's penis mold, it was apples. Charlie Brown got an apple in his bucket, the Halloween sack.
Didn't you run on that? An apple in every bucket?
An apple in every bucket. 1984 is approaching. Very Orwellian.
Do you agree or disagree, Eric Von Hessler, that Charlie Brown in the Great Pumpkin Charlie Brown TV program got apples?
No, he got a rock. I got a rock. That was the whole thing.
That's right. He got a rock.
He did?
He did. Yes. He got, every time he... And there was, I got this, and I got that. I got a rock.
Oh, I didn't watch the show. Oh, I was thinking of Heckle and Jekyll. It's my favorite.
Apparently, Charlie wasn't very... light in this neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Who give a child rocks?
Wah, 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 he was hated wah, wah. More than Dick Cheney.
All right, let's see. We have an X there, Eric, with the X in the center square. Let's go over to Derek Shapiro. And Derek Shapiro, what do we have for you?
All right, so I'm going to text Governor Rick Perry.
Texas Governor Rick Perry in square number 6.
Good choice, brother.
You're dressed like Mitt Romney today.
I am.
Excellent.
You really want a president that looks like Paulie Walnuts? I don't think so.
Hey, you're dropping in the polls like crazy. What's going on?
Yeah, I got a poll you can drop on. Shut your mouth. brother.
Scary Rick Perry dressed as Mitt Romney. Here's
that old guy in the corner is laughing.
he's 24.
Yeah, right, and I'm your uncle.
Vinnie Bucci is 24, sir.
All right, well, we'll come up with a program to cure whatever he has.
Rick Perry, Mitt Romney or whoever.
Right.
What did ancient Celts do? Is it Celts or Celts?
Celts.
What did the ancient, Celts do to ward off evil spirits on Halloween night?
Probably drink heavier than one of the Bush brothers. I don't know, eat a bowl of potatoes and call it a night.
There's a lot of bad blood between the Bushes and the Bears.
Yeah, you don't like the Bush brothers?
I hate all of them except for Neil. Neil knows how to make money without everybody getting on his back. You interested in some cable companies?
Yeah, maybe
sure.
We could
think
talk.
He bought them off LBJ. Anyway, they wore costumes, like mine, only not as scary, brother.
All right, the Celts wore costumes to ward off evil spirits on Halloween night. Eric Von Hessler, Derek Shapiro, do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
No, it was wear masks and costumes, and Eric Von Hessler gets the square with the X.
Well, I guess. Shush, shush, shush. Let the real entertainer speak. I'm going to go for sea bass for the win.
Sea bass for the win.
Yeah, so I said sea bass for the win.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
All right, sea bass. You're dressed as what? A douche monster?
Douche monster. I'm not a douche. I'm just dressed as a douche monster.
I thought you were dressed as E.T. for a second there.
No. Find our boy.
There. Elliot.
Come on.
Say Elliot. Say Elliot.
Elliot.
Yeah. You can see the mix-up. Seabass.
Yes.
Medieval cultures believed rolling one of these in butter and eating it could cure leprosy or the plague.
I'm not going to give you a choke answer. I'm just going to answer it. My mother taught me this, and my father confirmed it. Known as the devil's butterfly, the soft crab, it's a spider. The answer, a spider.
What's the answer?
A spider.
Thank you, E.T. sea bass. Do you agree or disagree for the win, Eric? Medieval cultures believed that rolling one of these in butter and eating it could cure leprosy.
No, it's the devil's butterfly.
I've heard from you. Yes.
Thanks, E.T.
I have no idea. By the way, Seabass, phone home. I have no idea, but since it's a theme for Halloween, I'll agree. Yes.
Yes, it is a spider. Eric Von Hessler. I bet they'll censor this on the Derek Shapiro show.
Oh, they're not going to hear about this one. Gonna,
yeah, this
in
is
the
story.
Underground.
They will bury the lead. Derek, you have lost to Eric Von Hessler.
That's
Derek,
right.
Well, I'm proud.
You should be.
You know what? Derek, you're Eric with a D. The D is for deficient. You have lost. I'm so sorry.
All right, back to the underground, wherever it is. Where is the show business level he's at?
Underground.
It's under the underground.
Yeah, level yeah. Z. All right, there it is. Your regular guys!
Okay, and that's why my show's better, of course, underground. Oh, the regular guys, I'm telling you. All right, this is the regular guys. Okay, I'm a regular guy. Am I a regular guy, John? Okay. Of course, we have Cindy over here. Cindy, stand up. I want to show how beautiful you are. Look at this. Look at this. You're going to be doing the show, the gossip show, Hush?
Hush.
Hush.
Hush up.
Hush up. You're not, would you ever tell me to hush up? All right.
You keep going.
The gossip show, Sunday evening. Okay, we're going to play the Sister Hazel song, the fourth song for the month of October. Then we're going to the segments of Bert from The Bert Show, then Monica Pearson, then, you know, but we'll play all that. I'll tell you after we play Stay a While from Sister Hazel, the third song. The fourth song for the month.
I've been working overtime, find who I wanna be. And you got something, can't put my finger on it, that makes my mind feel free. I never thought I'd make it through the summertime. I've never seen so much rain. There you are, and the storm.
Something
right, we're back here. This is the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, episode 87. Just to remind everybody, next month, of course, the best of show. Vote for your songs. Well, you know, we have the songs. Vote for your segments. Derek Shapiro Show at yahoo.com. Of course, we have Dwayne over here. Dwayne was on the talking with Derek, but he's just having a party in the back over here, behind the scenes, of course. We have Dwayne's. Well, actually, you can see Dwayne on the recap tomorrow night on Talking with Derek, under Talking with Derek on DSS TV station. And Dwayne is married. No, I'm kidding. No, he's single. He is single. His phone number is 770-733-9378. Call him right now. He may get married next weekend. No, I'm kidding. No, he wants to get married to you next weekend. Make it official. And of course, we have Dwayne's sister over here. Look at Dwayne's sister, Cindy. Cindy, come over here, Cindy. Are you single?
No.
No, you're not single? Mm-mm. See, I'm telling you, your husband should be very lucky to have you. You know what I'm saying? You know, if he's not lucky, I'll take you on a date. But this Sunday, you're going to debut with your, what is it called?
Hush.
That's right. On the gossip, radiotv.yola.com. That's right. This Sunday, 8 o'clock. Okay, now we're going to play straight through the four segments, okay? We're going to play Bert from the Bert Show from Q100. He won an award at the Georgian Terrace Hotel. Then I'm going to play Monica Pearson from WSB Channel 2. Okay, she's a news reporter there for the longest time. Then we'll play Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle of Georgia, not Rhode Island, Georgia. Okay, then Mayor Kasim Reed. Okay, and all in order. Then I'll come back and induce two songs for you. Here on Lose How the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hi. How's it feel to be honest with you?
It is just that. It's a tremendous honor. I mean, I took a look at that list today, and I'm like, I'm looking at it twice, so my name can't be on this list. I mean, it's quite an honor.
And having your show, you know, and doing a lot for the community, like Bert's Big Adventure, and of course, a big thank you. What does this mean to you? You got an honor for all you're doing in Atlanta.
Well, it means that we're helping out in our community. I mean, this is the place that we live. This is the place that we absolutely love. So to know that we're making some kind of impact is really important for us.
Yes. And of course, you got a chance to interview a lot of celebrities. Who's one of the most celebrities like you've interviewed that touched you a lot?
That touched me a lot. There have been so many. Touch in an emotional kind of way. Usually we do, you know, a lot of superficial Hollywood stuff. I'm trying to think, like, who really impacted me. I mean, we've had Jane Fonda in a couple of different times. And her struggle with weight, and she's always pretty inspirational.
Sure.
Who else we had on? We had Jimmy Carter on.
Sure.
And he'll be here tonight, so yeah. I think that's a pretty good short list.
Yeah. Hey, can you give a shout-out to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station?
Derek Shapiro, thank you very much.
And DSS TV station.
And DSS, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Hello, this is Monica Pearson.
Yes.
Hi, can you give a shout-out to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station?
Well, what do you need?
Oh, just a sound by saying you're watching the DSS TV station and the Derek Shapiro Show.
You're watching the DSS TV station and the Derek Shapiro Show.
And by the way, I got to ask you a question. How does it feel to be honored?
This is my husband, John.
Nice to meet you, John. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Thank you.
How does it feel to be honored tonight? How are your wife honored tonight?
Oh, it's exciting. Very exciting.
It's my birthday.
Happy birthday. By the way, I recently interviewed Clark Howard recently, right?
Yes.
At Costco, and he says that he admires your work at the WSB Channel 2.
And we both are frugal. We both shop at Sam's.
And I'm frugal too, you know what I'm saying? So it's been a pleasure to have you.
Thank you.
This is my wife, Nita, and I'm Casey Cagle, Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, and it's a great honor to be here tonight, and obviously we're very humbled by the recognition of being 100 most influential individuals in Georgia, and couldn't do it without my great wife, Nita, and we're very pleased to be here tonight. Great turnout, and many individuals that are just as humbled as I am. I'm sorry.
Can you give a shout-out to the Derek Shapiro Show and DSS TV station?
Absolutely. Love to give a shout-out to the
Derek Shapiro Show.
Derek Shapiro Show.
DSS TV station.
All right. DSS TV station. And it's great to be live streaming with you tonight. And I hope you're enjoying it just as much as we are.
Thank you very much. How does this feel? Like, when you finally get honored, what would be your mind?
Well, it's a very humbling experience to be honored as a very influential individual in Georgia. And, of course, you know, it's even more humbling to be lieutenant governor of our great state as well. And, you know, we're 10 million strong, and so it's great to have the confidence. And, you know, you work very hard to do the things that are important for our state, making sure that we're committed to job creation and building in our educational functions as well.
Well, thank you very much.
Great.
I went to the International Awards with the Atlanta Business Center.
And who won?
Oh, it was so well. We had a wonderful visit with Frank Blake, the CEO.
Right.
Home Depot did a talk. So
right.
It was a really good night.
Right. That's great.
And I couldn't miss this.
Can you give a shout-out to the Derek Shapiro Show?
To the who?
The Derek Shapiro Show.
Oh, sure. All right. I'd like to give a shout-out to Derek Shapiro and the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you very much.
All right. Of course, that was Mayor Kasim Reed. You just heard, of course, a mayor of Atlanta. So I had a lot of mayors, of course, the mayor of Providence, mayor of Atlanta. And before that, you heard the lieutenant governor of Georgia, Casey Cagle. Then, of course, you heard Monica Pearson from WSB Channel 2 and Burt Weiss from The Burt Show, of course. And now we'll go to the third song for the month of October and then the second song. The third song is Russian Roulette featuring Jay Profane with Tip of Your Tongue from Providence, Rhode Island. She's a poet and the husband is a rapper, husband and wife team. And, of course, we'll go with Andy Grammer, who we debuted last month, who has Keep Your Head Up, of course. Keep Your Head Up, but things are going down with Andy Grammer, song number 2 for the month of October. Here on Lose Yourself, The Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Rich Productions.
Just like a movie for crazy, sexy, cool TLC and foreplay in jacuzzi. Let me wear just jewelry. I'ma be intrusive. Unimported linen sheets. I'ma be exclusive. Let you get between the skin. Take too long, boy. Times are wasted. Oh, hasta la vista, baby. On to the next one in the Maserati, waiting for my answer. He calls me Angel. Vicky Bra, Vicky Secrets. Red Bulls gives you wings, vodka and martinis. Я вкусная девица, tasty like a sweetheart. Optional bikinis, royalty amidst us. Rich and sophisticated like the Queen of England. She break for tea, I break to breathe. Intermission between missionary quickies. Fine dine, red roses. Crystal glass, red wine, drunk posing. He's a freaking I'm his only. Like a poster, tape it, MySpace it. Facebook, put your face in my favorite places. Head first, Miss Boss, Lord have mercy. On the tip of your tongue, got you thirsty.
On the tip of my tongue, getting you sprung with my dyke flow. One flip of my tongue, we hump, now you like pro. Lick your lady lumps, have you stunned, give you goosebumps. Got you feeling higher than the hills in your new pumps. Wanna come get ya, steal your heart and make you come. Got me harder than a tongue twister, Alice in sexy land dreaming. Hard to wake up, J-Loves, how you stimulating all my taste buds. Beats banging bass up like your round bottom. Face down tongue, got you wet, almost drowned. Watching oxygen lacking. But do it for your satisfaction. Paint the alphabet on your clit. Watch your reaction.
I stay on the tip of your tongue.
Whoa! Sunset bills on my mindset, I can't deny it. Getting higher than my income. Income's breadcrumbs, I've been trying to survive. The glow that the sun gets right around sunset helps me realize that this is just a journey. Drop your worries, you are gonna turn out fine. Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, to remember.
your head down. Got my hands in my pockets, kicking these rocks. It's kinda hard to watch this life go by. I'm buying into skeptics, skeptics mess with the confidence in my eyes. I'm seeing all the angles, stars get tangled. I start to compromise my life and my purpose. Is it all worth it? Am I gonna turn out fine? Oh, you turn out fine. Fine, oh, you turn out fine. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard, no, it's hard to remember sometimes. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. Only rainbows after rain, the sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around again. I say only rainbows after rain. The sun will always come again, and it's a circle. Circling around again, it comes around. But you gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. You gotta keep your head up, oh, and you can let your head down, hey. I know it's hard. Your head down, hey, and keep your head up, and you can let your head down, and keep your head up, and you can let your head down, and keep your head up, and you can let your head down. Listen, oh, no, 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 no.
All right, Lose Yourself for the Derek Shapiro Show. www.DerekShapiroShow.com, episode 67, of course. And, of course, this next interview, of course, is on my tape recorder. Well, I really didn't interview her. This is Sherry Shepherd from The View. Who watches Sherry Shepherd from The View? Do you watch Sherry Shepherd?
Yes, I love Sherry Shepherd.
John, you like Sherry Shepherd?
Yeah.
I didn't really interview her. I have my tape recorder in my pocket. And Sherry Shepherd was doing a movie with Steve Harvey called Think Like a Man, Act Like a Woman, based off his book, but it's called Think Like a Man. It's going to come out in March. I was an extra in this film. A day after, I was an extra in the Ben Stiller film, Neighborhood Watch. And Sherry Shepherd surprised my mom, because my mom's a big fan of The View, and her name is Janice Shapiro. So here's footage, or here's listening, me talking to Sherry Shepherd. This is the first interview, I mean, first celebrity. I really didn't interview, but I was talking to her, okay? Here we go, live. Then we'll play Star Jones, who's a former View, who's on the NBC Today Show, legal correspondent, Star Jones. Remember Star Jones?
Yeah.
You know Star Jones? You know Star Jones, John? Mm-hmm. Yes. And I interviewed her at Outright Bookstore last year. I asked her about Meredith Vieira. This is kind of outdated, but Meredith Vieira left the Today Show, so I asked her about that. But first, here's Sherry Shepherd.
I'm jealous.
I interviewed
Ben Stiller yesterday.
Ben Stiller. Yes. Ben Stiller was on The View the day before.
Ben Stiller's here at Asher and Smyrna. Next City Over.
Oh, okay.
Campus High School.
You just call me a friend, and then you call your mom.
No, that's not my husband.
Oh, that's not me.
Did you already do your pictures?
Son, he was like, you gotta talk to my mom.
No, but I will ask you. I'll ask them. But thank you for watching the show. Well, she's going to have to go on YouTube. Pass it back. Oh, wow. Okay. We're just 6 degrees of separation. It was nice talking to you. In Rhode Island. Yeah, absolutely. I'll have to tell her that. It was very nice talking to you. So we'll talk. All right, have a good one. I was on FWM's radio too. Thank you for watching that. Oh, well, thank you. It was so nice to meet you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, so that was Sherry Shepherd, of course, and I think my mom didn't let her off the phone, of course. You know, I mean, that's what I get from my mom. Well, if I call John, you know, do I let you off the phone easily?
No.
No. See, my mom didn't let Sherry Shepherd off the phone easily. I think my mom was telling about Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Elizabeth Hasselbeck, her co-host, Whoopi Goldberg's co-host too. Elizabeth Hasselbeck is from Rhode Island, who's married to the ESPN, you know, announcer too. You know, small world, huh? And then, of course, I think she was telling Sherry Shepherd that she likes Sherry Shepherd in Ebby Loves Raymond. She played Robert Barone's cop buddy, I guess, in Ebby Loves Raymond. Remember that, John?
Yes.
So so that's what that was. So that was Sherry Shepherd. Now, here's a Star Jones from the Outright Bookstore of last year. I asked her about Meredith Vieira. Here's a Star Jones interview.
I'm sorry, right here.
Yes, I have a question. What do you think about Meredith Vieira leaving the Today Show? What's your take on that?
Actually, I will miss her. I have watched the Today Show since the beginning. I watched it every single day. When I became legal correspondent since 1992, I've never watched another morning program.
Really?
And I love Meredith on the show. Meredith's fantastic. Matt's my man.
Yeah.
I wake up to Al every day. I'm going to miss that team. But the significant note of that is I've watched since 1992 when Brian Gumbel, who I consider the greatest interviewer that I've ever seen, was the anchor. And I've watched every generation of the cast. And the show is so good, I will turn it on again, regardless of who sits there. Yes, I'll go back.
All right, that was that. The Star Jones interview, of course. Lewis of the Derek Shapiro Show, episode 67, of course. And we're going to say the closing, then we're going to say play the last song. And at the last song, I'm going to shut it off, everything off, go live. So I'm going to say thank you to Cindy. Cindy, come here. Cindy, give a round of applause for Cindy, of course. Thank you, Cindy. Yes.
Yes.
And you're going to debut on the Gossip Radio
Hush
TV.
Up.
Yes, this coming Sunday. I also on the Jewish Internet Radio TV this coming Sunday. You can find things on the Jewish Internet Radio TV at 1 p.m. for the pet thing at Dandy Dogs. Then the Sing Like a Star, 4 p.m. to 6 on all my networks. And, of course, 8 p.m., of course, Hush Like Hush Up with Cindy, of course. Okay, that's this Sunday, 8 o'clock, of course. And thank you to John Richman. Yes, owner of Rich Productions. Thank you, John. Now, John, do you feel like this is the hour you need back?
Yes.
Okay, you can never get it back, though. Everybody, happy Thanksgiving, guys, everybody, too. Next month is the best of show. We're going to cut down 12 different segments of the year, plus the 12 biggest songs for the Derek Shapiro Show. It's the end of the year. Plus, we'll play interview of Franski from V103 and Brenda Wood from 11 Alive next month too. And then next week on the DSS TV station is my countdown video countdown show on DSS TV station next Saturday night, 8 p.m. of course. That's taped, of course, until next month. But here's the last song we're going to be playing. I'm going to shut everything off. I'm going to be dancing to J Rhythm. The number one song for the month of October is We Are the Sky. We Are the Sky. You know, this, it's funny. Keep Your Head Up was playing before. We Are the Sky is playing now. So here it is.
Yeah.
go. Walk it out like Unk, something you never had. Speaking of the sky, something you want so bad. So every day you hustle, relapse and go through struggle. Do they really love you? Effort, just show your muscle. Too afraid to cry, seems like living a lie. Mama said be strong, the Lord is by your side. So even if you reside behind the paint of a clown, call him Joker, yeah, who runs the city now? So welcome to my vision, jewel, intuition. Cool like definition, definitely step to this one. I want the sky, I am all around. We are the sky, we done made it now, somehow.
It's kept in our eyes. Keep blowing and lightning.
Yeah, yeah.
The colors that we own the sky.
I can't take defeat. Shuffle and move my feet. Be like the wind, smooth like Muhammad Ali. The prize I see, excuse my future, I mean. Compose a moment in time, frozen like ice. Let them shoot you, so I pose to YouTube. Capture thy video, upload me on YouTube. So live like Bluetooth, TMZ, I'm new move. Like Cuddy on that new move, it's good music I'm giving you. They say make it rain, so I proceed to dance. No dollars in the